Judges chapter 4. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, when Ehud was dead. And the Lord Jehovah sold them into the hand of Jabin king of Canaan, 2719 AH, 1323 BC, who reigned in Hazor. The captain of whose host army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth of the Gentiles. Non-Jews, nations. And the children of Israel cried to the Lord Jehovah, because he had 900 chariots of iron. And 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, judged Israel at that time. And she lived under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak the son of Abinom out of Kedesh-Naphtali, and said to him, Has not the Lord Jehovah God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw towards Mount Tabor, and take with you 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw to you to the river Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude. And I will deliver him into your hand. And Barak said to her, If you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, then I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the journey that you take shall not be for your honor, because the Lord Jehovah shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose, and went with Barak to Kedesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kedesh, and he went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him. Now Eber the Kenite, who was of the children of Hobab the father-in-law of Moses, had separated himself from the Kenites, and pitched his tent in the plain of Zanaim, which is by Kedesh. And they showed Sisera that Barak the son of Abinom had gone up to Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people who were with him, from Harosheth of the Gentiles. Non-Jews, nations. To the river of Kishon. And Deborah said to Barak, Get up. Because this is the day in which the Lord Jehovah has delivered Sisera into your hand, has not the Lord Jehovah gone out before you? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And the Lord Jehovah struck Sisera, and all his chariots, and all his host army, with the edge of the sword before Barak. So that Sisera got off his chariot, and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariots, and after the host army, to Harosheth of the Gentiles. And all the host army of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. However, Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Yael the wife of Eber the Kenite, because there was peace between Jabin the king of Hazor and the house of Eber the Kenite. And Yael went out to meet Sisera, and said to him, Turn in, my lord, turn in to me. Do not be afraid. And when he had turned in to her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And he said to her, I ask you to give me a little water to drink, because I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk, and gave it to him to drink, and covered him. Again he said to her, Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man comes and inquires of you, and say, Is there any man here? That you shall say, No. Then Yael Heber's wife took a nail of the tent, and took a hammer in her hand, and went softly to him, and drove the nail into his temples, and fastened it into the ground, because he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. And as Barak pursued Sisera, Yael came out to meet him, and said to him, Come, and I will show you the man whom you seek. And when he came into her tent, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. So God subdued on that day Jabin the king of Canaan before the children of Israel, 2739 AH, 1303 BC. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered, and prevailed against Jabin the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin king of Canaan.